Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, you are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you. We bless you. We exalt your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha. You are the Omega. You are the beginning. You are the ending. You are the immortal God. You are the invisible God. We thank you, everlasting Father, for where we are coming from, where we are today, where you are taking us to. Thank you for your wonderful and glorious plans that you have for us as individuals, as a family, as a church, and as a nation. We bless your holy name. Father, Lord, we thank you for all the past brokers, for every soul that has been saved, for every soul that has been blessed as a result of listening to this broadcast. We say glory be unto your holy name. And we thank you, Lord, for those who are walking behind the scene to make sure that people can listen to this broadcast. We say glory be unto you. Father, we commit this day broadcast into your hands. And we pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us. Your word will bring forth transformation, healing, deliverance, and of course, salvation of souls. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, you are welcome once again to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. And today I'll be discussing with you what I titled, "Is Looking After You." My God is looking after you. He has not forsaken you. He has not forgotten you. His eyes is permanently all over you. He's keeping watch over you. He will make sure that he meets you at your point of need. My God will continue to fight your battle and grant you victory on all sides in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. I'm going to take my text today from the book of 1 Kings chapter 17. And I'm reading from verse 8 to 17. 1 Kings 17, reading from verse 8 to 17. The Bible says, "Then the words of the Lord came to him, saying, Arise, go to Zarephath, which belonged to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed, a widow was there gathering sticks, and he called to her and said, Please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink. And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, Please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. So she said, As the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said to her, Do not fear, go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first, and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, The bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sent rain on the earth. So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and he and her household ate for many days. And the bin of flour was not used up, nor the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which is spoke by Elijah." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. I want you to know that just as that woman, the widow of Zarephath, she thought everything has ended. All she needed to do was just bake the last flour, eat that, and be waiting for death. But God was looking out for her. And God sent his prophet, Prophet Elijah, to go and rescue her because God has a plan for her. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that God is thinking about you. God is making a way for you. He will send helpers of destiny to you in the mighty name of Jesus. There are key things I want us to know from this passage. Number one is that Elijah acted upon the word of God. You see, you must be ready to believe and act on his word. When you hear the word of God, act on it. God said he has prepared that widow, and he sent Elijah to her. And indeed, the word of God came to pass in her life. In the book of James chapter 2, verse 14 says, what does it profit, brethren, if one says he has faith, but does not have work? Can faith save him? No, faith cannot save. Faith without works is dead. You must be able to act upon the word of God. He says in verse 50, if a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which they are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. So your faith must be matched with works. So Elijah had the word of God, he followed it. The woman had the word of God, she followed it. Faith without works is dead. So you need to take the action concerning your situation in as much as you are walking in line with the word of God. He will perfect it for you in the mighty name of Jesus. I also want you to know that in order for you to secure your future, you need to let go of certain things. You need to let go of yesterday. You need to let go of things that you are holding on to in order for God to be able to bless you. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs 11:24, say, there is one who scatters, yet increases more. And there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. Brothers and sisters, there are certain things you need to let go in order for God to release his blessings unto you. That woman was ready to serve Elijah the meal. She let go. If she hadn't done that, she would have missed a miracle. I pray you will not miss your miracle in the mighty name of Jesus. Another thing we need to know that whatever you are going through, God is very much aware of it. There is nothing hidden from him. Everything is within his plans. He has a wonderful plans for you. The book of Jeremiah chapter 1, reading from verse 4. Say, then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. So the Lord knows you. He knows what you are going through. He's the one that created you. He's always ahead of you. So, brothers and sisters, whatever he tells you to do, just do it. Know that it is for your own good. And as you follow his instructions, it shall be well with you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Number four is that when God asks for more from us, it is because he wants to increase us. Practically, God is looking for an excuse to bless us. So when God is saying, give this, it means that he's telling you that give that, and as you do so, I am going to bless you. The book of Genesis chapter 22, that was the story of Abraham. When God told him to sacrifice his only son, Isaac, the son that he had to wait for 100 years to get, God said, go and sacrifice that son. And he listened, and he followed the instructions of God. In Genesis 22:15, the Bible said, then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven, and said, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing, and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, multiplying I will multiply your descendants, as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemy. In your seeds all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Because you have obeyed my voice. Because you obey my voice. God did not only bless Abraham. but he blesses descendants. And that is why today you and I can talk about the blessings of Abraham are ours. God bless him. Why? Because he was obedient. You need to be obedient to the word of God. As you are obedient to him, he that is watching over you, he will be able to protect you. He will be able to grant you the desire of your heart in the name of Jesus. Number five is that we must know that God is never late. In the story of Lazarus in John chapter 11, when they sent to our Lord Jesus Christ, Lazarus, your friend, the one whom you love, was sick. Jesus waited for 2 days. By the time he got to Lazarus, Lazarus was already dead. He was not only dead, he was already buried. He was not only buried, he was already stinking. But despite that, Jesus was able to bring him back to life. I prophesy unto you today, that which appeared dead in your life, the Lord will bring them back to life in the mighty name of Jesus. He will bring them to life. He will wipe away your tears. He will wipe away your sorrow in the mighty name of Jesus. So, brothers and sisters, let us know that God is never late. He's never late. And also, I also want us to know that you must not entertain fear. Fear is a torment. In the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, he said, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. So when you are operating in fear, you are being tormented. I pray that the Lord my God will deliver you from every form of fear in the mighty name of Jesus. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us the spirit of love and of sound mind. We have a God that lives in us. He who is in us is greater than who is in the world. Brothers and sisters, do not entertain fear. Put your trust in him. And that takes me to the next point. You must be ready to be totally dependent on this God. The more you depend on him, the more he can move on your behalf. Because by depending on him, you are telling him that, Lord, I know I cannot do it. I know I cannot do it. You are calling upon the Holy Spirit of God to help you. And anytime you call unto him, he answers you. He said, call unto me in the time of trouble, and I will answer you. This God will deliver you from every manner of afflictions, every manner of attack. Once you put your trust in him, he will be able to deliver you. And indeed, he will deliver you in the mighty name of Jesus. We also need to know that sowing always precedes harvest. There is a time to sow, there is a time to reap. If you do not sow, do not expect to reap anything. So you must be ready to sow. You must be ready to make sacrifice. And as you do so, the Lord himself will move on your behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. And lastly, I want us to know that the grace of God is more than sufficient for us. His grace is sufficient. When we wake up every day, let us pray for the grace of God. And when the Lord releases his grace upon us, we begin to do what ordinarily we cannot do. And God will help you in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. And if you are hearing me today, you do not even know this God. There is no way he can be looking out for you if you do not know him. And I want to give you that opportunity. Just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. It is you alone I will serve all the days of my life. You are my Savior, you are my Redeemer. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, I want to thank you on behalf of these your children that have given their lives unto you. To everyone that have listened to this broadcast, I prophesy unto you that the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. The Lord will fight your battles. He will grant you victory on all sides. He will perfect all that concerns you. In the name of Jesus, my God will make way for you where there are no way. In the name of Jesus. Until we meet again next week, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Most High. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app. or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.